This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the August 4th, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. I've got a really good group of songs to play for you tonight, so let's jump right into it. I'm going to play one off one of my favorite records. In 1972, Jonathan Edwards released his second record. It followed his self-titled first record from 71, which contained the hit Sunshine. His second record was called Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboy, which of course is a song that was originally sung by Lefty Frizzell. I'm going to play the title track off this record. This record is absolutely phenomenal from first song to last. A little more countryfied than his first record. And if you wonder why I like it, I can just tell you that All Music, in their summary, compares this record to music of Dillard and Clark, who longtime Rancho Cast listeners know was one of my favorite bands of all time. This is Jonathan Edwards doing Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboy, the title track off his 1972 record, leading off the August 4th, 2006 edition of the Rancho Cast.
In his cowboy boots and rhinestone suits, flashy guitar, he makes the rounds of the bars and towns, trying to be a hillbilly star. Play all night if you treat him right, buy him a beer or two. So let the honky-tonk Stardust Cowboy sing to you. He sings the country tunes of bygone days, faded love, San Antonio Rose, and I love you a thousand. No matter what you request, he'll sing it loud and do his best. So let the Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboy keep on singing. In his mind, a dream unwinds where he's called to fame. Brighter lights that shine in his eyes as he's up there singing on the Opry stage. Oh, but life goes on, so you'll find him home with a dream that turned out wrong. Still the Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboy sings his song. He sings the country tunes of bygone days, faded love, San Antonio, and I love you a thousand ways. No matter what may be your request, he'll sing it loud and do his best. So let the Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboy keep on singing.
That is a fine song of one of my favorite records. Let's continue digging around the vault. Play one from a local band from back in the day. When I first moved to Houston, I was amazed at the good music scene that was down here. I didn't expect it. Coming from Nashville, I thought I was going to be going from the greatest music scene ever to one of the worst. And Nashville, even though it has a reputation as a country music place, there's a ton of good music up there. I mean, Webb Wilder was playing in bars when I was up there. R.E.M. played a couple of bars when I was up there. was great. You know, John Scott Sherrill and Wolves in Cheap Clothing was a great band back then. When I got down here, I was amazed at the good music. I remember going to the Ale House back in the day upstairs to see the Judies, who I've played before on the Rancho Cast, and I would love to have some more of their music in digital format if I could ever find it. The Zealots, one of my favorite bands I used to go see, and I went to see this band a bunch, was a band called the Reavers. They had a guy and a gal that played guitar and sang and traded off lead vocals, and it was a great band. Another great band I used to see a lot was the Sheetrockers, a blues band here in town. I'm going to play one by the Reavers. The only song I have by the Reavers in digital format is a cover of my favorite Bruce Springsteen song, Atlantic City. Here's the Reavers doing Atlantic City, something you won't hear every day, but you'll hear it here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. And there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's holding on by the skin of his teeth. I tell you, everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Could you make it a bomb? Fix your hair up.
Those were some glorious days back then, going to the Ale House, Chelsea's 804, Fitzgerald's, the Ready Room, plus some good music. I was listening the other day to XM's Tom Petty show, which I like a lot, and one of Tom Petty's slogans is, never a Jethro Tull song. Well, I'm going to break that rule. I like Jethro Tull. I'm going to play one from Songs in the Woods from 1977, which I used to think was a newer Jethro Tull record. Now I recognize it's an older Jethro Tull record, of course, and this is one of my favorite songs from that album, The Whistler, from Jethro Tull, which you won't hear on Tom Petty's show, but you will hear on mine, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Mm-hmm. to put it to stable. Six golden apples bothered my pain. I am the first piper who calls a sweet tune, but I must be gone by the seventh day. So come on, I'm a whistler. I have a pipe and I come to play. Get ready, a fellow whistler. I whistle along on the seventh day. Whistle along on the seventh day.
My wife to see Jethro Tull a few years ago. She hated it. She still talks about how bad that concert was. I thought it was a good concert. The sound mix was bad, but the songs were good. I think Ian Anderson is a phenomenal performer. And again, I like Jethro Tull, particularly older stuff. I don't play too much new stuff on the Rancho Cast, but I'm going to play a song that's sort of new to me. It's 11 years old, but that's new by our standards. Play a song by Blur. I didn't pay any attention to Blur when they first came out because I wasn't interested in the whole Blur-Oasis battle. I just didn't care about either one of those bands, and I still really don't, but I was listening to the radio the other day, and I heard a song called Country House off of Blur's 1995 record, The Great Escape, and I thought the lyrics were hilarious. Kind of reminded me of some guys I know who have their country house and go out and try to be country in the weekends. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe they buy an expensive tractor and drive it around, but I thought it was funny. Country House, a little ironic music here on the Rancho Cast.
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in a centuries, anxiety. Yes, it preys on him. House in the country, watching afternoon repeats and the permeates in the country. He takes all manner of pills and piles up on his bills in the country. Oh, it's like a
an animal farm. That's a rural charm in the country.
He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls like knocking bad boys. It's a helping hand that makes you feel right as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the thing that haunts Star Trek simple. Lives in a house, a baby house in the country. Got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
That's a good and funny song that reminds me of some Priority Challenge people I know. Let's get back to some blues. One of my favorite blues singers of all time is Slim Harpo. Slim was a countryfied version of Jimmy Reed. He recorded in Nashville, and you can hear the Nashville influence in his music. He was doing country blues back before anybody had thought of country blues, and I consider him the forefather of country blues. I'm going to do a twofer by Slim Harpo. Both of them were off his 1961 record, Sings Raining in My Heart. The first one, there's a second track called Blues Hangover. This is some mighty fine country blues here on the Newsome.org Rancho Cast.
Uh-oh. Here come Pro. Send him for this doggy. But he ain't got no money. Look like he done lost everything he ever has had. Ain't that a come off? Hear me. I done give my baby $20 for a Christmas present. All I got was a slice of jelly cake. And Sam done ate that up. Now that's a whoop, Jenny. Well, I believe I'm going back on the stem now. With James Rudolph and Tomcat. Get my head bad again. Don't seem like nothing going right with me today. All right. Here I go. Same old thing again. Look out now.
I really, really, really dig Sam Harpo. I like his voice a lot. Let's do another one off that same record. This is the 11th track. It was a big hit for Sam Harpo back in the day. This is called My Home is a Prison. The second of a Sam Harpo twofer here on the Rancho Cast.
My home is a prison. I'm living in a world of tears. Home is a prison. I'm living in a world of tears. I've been in misery since the judge gave me 99 years. I had a real pretty woman. Say she didn't love no one but me. I had a real pretty woman. Say she didn't love no one but me. But I caught my baby cheating. My home ain't where it used to be. Bread and milk for breakfast. Milk and bread every several time. I got bread and milk for breakfast. Milk and bread every several time. And the food I got for dinner, it's a low down dirty crime. Yes, I shot my baby. I did it because she treated me wrong. I shot my baby. Did it because she treated me wrong. Now the only thing I have, this lonesome jail that I call home.
All right, let's take a minute for a little tech talk. I've written before on my blog about blogger conferences and how I'm confused by them and don't understand them and think having a blogger conference is kind of like having a cat juggling conference. You got a very small group of people concerned with a very fringe topic, and they're trying to paint the chicken up to look like a duck and see if it'll quack. And, you know, I blog, so I'm not crapping on blogging. I just don't know that the world at large really is ready for wide-scale blogging conferences. And again, I've never been to one. If I had, maybe some of these people who link around me and refuse to talk to me would link to me and talk to me. I'd probably get more traffic and I'd be happier. It'd all be a good deal. So what do I know? But what I want to talk about tonight is the Blogger Conference, Blogher Conference. It was held recently. It's a blogging conference put on by and largely for women, which I think is fine. But what I want to talk about right now is how I think the exercise of unchecked political correctness can work against all kind of causes, including the women's movement. Dave Weiner was at this conference, and he tried to behave, and I think he did from what I read. He made a couple of comments about how the women were pretty and nice and sweet and whatnot, and some people started jumping all over him, calling him a sexist, which I think is ludicrous. What really gets me, though, is these guys who pick up the banner in some deformed version of chivalry and start screaming at Dave Weiner that he's a sexist on behalf of the women's movement, as if, A, the women's movement needs these guys to take up the banner for them, and, B, they can't do it themselves. So I could argue and would argue, if any of these people would ever engage me, that picking up the banner and bashing Dave Weiner for saying that a woman might be attractive is more sexist than what Dave Weiner did, because it presumes the women need them to help them. So, you know, I would like to talk to these people about this, but one thing I've found in the blogosphere is people who think they might be wrong don't want to talk about it because they might be proven right. And I wrote an article about it, and the people involved didn't really respond. You know, I read what Dave wrote. I didn't think it was that big a deal, but what do I know? But I'll say this. If I was the target of some behavior I didn't appreciate from a group of people, and I had somebody else who wasn't part of the targeted group jump up to my defense too much, I'd start wondering why they think that they need to do that. And am I not capable of doing it myself? I think sometimes we put so much focus on what people perceive to be sexist comments, and sometimes even racist comments, that we miss the point of the discussion, which is more important than whether or not somebody said somebody was pretty or whatnot. I don't know. I think that Dave got a raw deal, and he defended himself pretty good, as he always does. He doesn't need me to pick up his banner any more than I think women need these guys to pick up their banner under the political correctness movement. I just think we ought to all lighten up a little bit and listen to what each other has to say without looking at it and trying to pick out things about what somebody says that you think might be offensive. Because if you want to bar trouble, you're going to find it. And I think the political correctness movement, while important in its foundation, occasionally runs way amok, both in the blogosphere and in life, and it gets the focus on the little things, and we miss the big things. So that's my take on the whole deal. I hope people will just relax and talk to one another and not look for reasons to be offended. That's just me. We'll see what happens. I kind of doubt that's going to happen, but that's my wish. Let's get back to the music. I was flicking channels the other night and came across Lost in Translation, which is one of my favorite movies of all times. I think it's a brilliant film. I think there are a certain number of films out there, very few in number, where every scene in the movie is perfect. The best example of that is a movie you may not have seen, is a movie called Wicker Park. Every scene in that movie is perfect. Just about every scene in Lost in Translation is perfect. I love it. I love the story. I love the theme. I love the music. Bill Murray's fantastic. He's not as good as he is in, as he was in Broken Flowers, which I think is Bill Murray's best movie, but Broken Flowers didn't have Scarlett Johansson, which is a loss, so I'd call those two movies a toss-up overall. Both of them had really good music. I played some Holly Go Lightly and some Greenhorns on the Rancho Cast that I first heard in Broken Flowers, and I went out and bought the soundtrack. But at the end of Lost in Translation, right after that brilliant scene where Bill Murray whispers something in her ear that you can't really hear, but it makes everything okay, they play a song by the Jesus and Mary Chain called Just Like Honey, which was one of the big hit from them back in the day, and it reminded me of how much I like that song, what a good song it is. So let's pull one from the 80s vault. This is the Jesus and Mary Chain doing Just Like Honey during the cinema portion of the Rancho Cast.
Moving up and so alive in her.
Good sound. Well, while we're digging around in the vaults, let's go a little further back. I was talking earlier about the Blogger Conference, HER, and the unchecked political correctness that has grown out of that conference on some blogs, and how it boggles my mind when these guys start taking up the banner on behalf of the very women that are supposed to be empowered. And I'm sure if I were a female and some guy felt the need to pick up the banner of political correctness on my behalf, I'd be irritated. Well, let's play a little girl empowerment song. I said the word girl, which I guess makes me a sexist, but I guess there you have it. But let's play a song by Leslie Gore. This is one of my favorite Leslie Gore songs. It's a very much of a girl power song. It's called You Don't Own Me. Maybe this could be the theme for the next Blogger Conference. A little girl power here on the Rancho Cast.
Say
That's a good song. Girl power. All right. We're going to wind it up with a blues jam, as is our tradition here on the Rancho Cast. We're going to have a little shorter show tonight. I'm going fishing on Sunday. I've got some things to do. We are going to wind up with a blues jam, as is our tradition. One of the blues legends is Albert Collins. And one of his best songs is Lights Are On, But Nobody's Home. It's going to be the last song on this August 4th, 2006 edition of the Rancho Cast, a blues jam and a mighty fine one. Albert Collins bringing us home.
Of doing wrong, I say you're playing with my mind, woman. You're always accusing me of doing wrong. I can see your lights on, baby, but I can't see nobody home. Now here come my mother-in-law. It's the same thing every day. Ever since we've been married, baby, she tried to drive me away, yeah. Now you're still accusing me, babe, accusing me of doing wrong. I can see your lights on, baby, but I can't see nobody home. I got to go to work downtown and if I get home a little late, baby. You say I'm out messing around. Now you're still accusing me, baby. Accusing me of doing wrong. I can see your lights on, baby, but I can't see, I can't see nobody
home. I think if I could play the guitar like anybody, I don't think it'd be Jimmy. I don't think it'd be Stevie Ray. I think it'd be Albert Collins. I love the way he plays guitar. He just makes that guitar sing. I mean, it is just so powerful. I really like it. I'd say he and Peter Green are my two favorite guitarists of all time, although that changes depending upon who I've listened to recently. I can also make a good argument for Duane Allman. But they're all good guitar players, and you'll hear them all here on the Rancho Cast. This is Kent Newsom. Thanks for listening. Let me say, as I always do, please tell your friends about us. We're growing our listenership, but it's growing slow, so we need help. If you like what we're doing, you think Tech Talk and classic rock and blues is a good mix, tell your friends about us. Write a story about us. If everybody gets one or two of their friends to subscribe, before you know it, we'll have some critical mass, and we'll be doing just fine. Say a quick word about the music, as I also do every week. I'm a longtime musician and songwriter. We're not trying to steal music from anybody. What I'm trying to do here is give some exposure to some songs that you don't hear on traditional radio. Go out to Amazon or your favorite bricks and mortar store and buy these records. Support these artists. You'll like it. The records are all good. Once again, thanks for listening. This is Kent Newsom, and we will see you next time here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.